The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Perhaps you're wondering why we're celebrating the feast of St. Bartholomew the Apostle today, and then have this entire gospel about some dude named Nathanael. Well, perhaps it's too early, you're still asleep, and this thought hasn't crossed your mind at all. Either way, St. Bartholomew is Nathanael. It's only John in his gospel who calls him by the name Nathanael. And this is probably the least important thing about today's reading, but it's good to know. Rather, what's important is that Bartholomew and Philip the Apostle are friends. Here's Philip, excited to share the good news with his good friend Bartholomew, that he's found the Messiah and that he's from Nazareth. Now, Bartholomew knows Scripture, knows it very well. He knows that the Messiah is supposed to come from Bethlehem, not Nazareth. And so when his friend tells him, "Oh yeah, this holy man, I'm pretty certain he's the Messiah. He comes from Nazareth." Bartholomew's like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And so Bartholomew, as Philip is sharing about Christ, raises this issue. And he says, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" These two friends, well, their friendship's important. Philip is trying to convert Bartholomew, bring him into the grace of God to meet Jesus Christ. And he realizes that, you know, there's nothing he's going to say, nothing he can do that is going to actually convince him that Christ is really the Christ. And so what does Philip actually end up doing? He invites him to a deeper encounter with Christ. He doesn't try to convince him that this is the Christ. He's like, "All right, well, I'm never going to convince you, so come and see. See for yourself. Experience the goodness that is Jesus Christ. Come and see," he tells him. We too, when we struggle explaining our faith or convincing our family and friends about the truth of Jesus Christ, can do as St. Philip has done and invite them to a personal encounter with Christ. We invite them to retreats, parish events. We invite them to experience the grace of Christ in his church. We invite them to Mass. We invite them to the sacraments if they're Catholic and have been away for a while. But it's an invitation. How many of us get annoyed when people, I mean, they're called Bible thumpers for a reason. They come by and they start, it feels like they're beating us upside the head with a Bible and say, quoting Scripture and trying to convince us that their way is right and true and all that. How many of us get annoyed with that kind of approach? Our family and friends are too. And so instead of trying to give persuasive arguments, sometimes the most effective evangelical means is a simple invitation. Come and see. Because we want them to share in Christ's goodness, in the goodness of heaven, just like Bartholomew has And just like Bartholomew, we want our friends to be able to hear the words of Christ, to be praised by Christ. Especially when he says today, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." We want our friends and our families to be able to experience Christ. We want them to get into heaven. It doesn't always have to be logical arguments and apologetics. It can be just a simple invitation. All we got to do is help plant that seed, that tiny little seed. The good news is that God gives the growth. So it's nothing we have to worry about. We plant the seed, and then thankfully it's his church. God takes care of the rest.